Good morning. Today's news is mostly about awkward admissions and contested behavior at the big labs. Musk conceded under oath that xAI distilled OpenAI's models, the same thing he's accused DeepSeek of doing. Anthropic is racing toward a $900 billion valuation, even as Claude Code appears to be quietly punishing users who mention competitors. And there's a sharp new paper showing fine-tuning can resurrect verbatim copyrighted text that Alignment was supposed to suppress. Under cross-examination in the trial we've been tracking, Musk testified that xAI partly trained Grok via distillation from OpenAI models. His defense was that, quote, all the AI companies do it. The irony was not lost on commenters. Musk has loudly accused DeepSeek of exactly this. The San Francisco Chronicle notes the practice likely violates OpenAI's terms of service, and one Reddit reply summed up the mood. So the Chinese companies running distillation attacks were actually Musk? The Verge has a clean breakdown of the renegotiated Microsoft OpenAI arrangement we covered earlier this week. The new wrinkle worth flagging: Microsoft reportedly gets 20% of ChatGPT and API revenue, including revenue from OpenAI's deals with rival clouds like AWS. So Microsoft now profits when OpenAI sells compute on Amazon. That's an unusual outcome for a company that just lost its exclusivity. TechCrunch reports Anthropic is closing a roughly $50 billion round at a valuation north of $900 billion within 2 weeks. That would put it ahead of OpenAI's recent $852 billion mark. Annual revenue run rate is reportedly around $40 billion, higher than the publicly stated $30 billion. Earlier backers are mostly skipping this round to wait for an IPO expected later in 2026. Users have reproduced a bizarre Claude Code behavior, where commit messages mentioning OpenClaw, a competing coding tool, trigger immediate session disconnects and max out usage charges. One Hacker News commenter posted a minimal reproduction, a fresh Git repo with an OpenClaw schema string in the commit message, then a simple Claude prompt instantly burns the session. This follows a similar Hermes.md incident, and reports that Claude silently rewrites open code to Claude in tool call file paths. Whether it's sloppy keyword matching or something more deliberate, the trust damage is real, and several commenters said they're already shopping for alternatives. A bit more detail on the Granite release we mentioned yesterday. A write-up making the Hacker News rounds highlights that IBM's new 8 billion parameter dense model beats their previous 32 billion parameter mixture of experts model on Arena Hard, BFCL V3, and GSM. 8K, IBM credits a five-phase training data pipeline rather than parameter scaling. The Hacker News discussion is split. Some praise the 8 billion model's real-world performance on commodity hardware. Others are more interested in the 4 billion vision variant for table and key-value extraction. And a few are dismissive of the article itself as AI-generated slop. Notable that IBM and Mistral are both moving away from mixture of experts while Frontier Labs double down on it. A new paper called Alignment Whack-a-Mole shows that fine-tuning aligned models, including GPT-4o, Gemini, and DeepSeek, on plot summaries with style-matching prompts can unlock verbatim recall of copyrighted books. And this works even when the fine-tuning data contains zero copyrighted text. Alignment suppresses memorization but doesn't remove it. A light tuning pass brings it back. The Hacker News thread includes successful demos on The Hobbit and Cormac McCarthy. Several commenters expect this to feed directly into a Napster-style reckoning once a copyright suit lands against a large language model user redistributing infringing output. Brian Catanzaro, NVIDIA's VP of Applied Deep Learning, told Axios that for his team, compute expenses far exceed labor costs. That's an awkward data point given the $740 billion in 2026 AI CapEx commitments and over 92,000 tech layoffs this year. The most useful counterpoint came from the r/artificial subreddit. Compute costs are variable and falling fast, while wages are inflation indexed. The crossover is a question of when, not if. But companies blaming layoffs on AI today are mostly using it as cover for cuts they already wanted to make. That's the briefing. The Musk trial wraps up its evidentiary phase soon, and Anthropic's round should close inside 2 weeks, so expect both stories to keep moving.